You also write in your book about some of the smaller groups and trends among those smaller groups. I want to talk about them: Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists. What do you think are the most important trends for each of those groups?
Yeah, and that's something really interesting, is that younger Jewish people seem to be more attracted to the Jewish identity than maybe millennials like I am or Generation X. And I think in some ways, Generation Z, they don't have any attachment to religion, or a very weak attachment. So they don't have all that sort of like negative things that my generation grew up with, for instance. So they're starting from a much more neutral starting place. And that makes them, for some of them, not most of them, but for some of them, especially in the Jewish community, they're more open to going back into their rituals and attending synagogue and being part of the religious identity of Jews.
And we're talking about a Jewish population. It's about 2% of the U.S. population, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a really hard group to measure. They're like geographically concentrated, especially in places like the Northeast. They're not having a whole lot of kids, which to me is one of the signs for any religious group that things aren't going to go well in the future. And no group is doing well at that, especially Jews.
How about Muslims in America? What are the trends that you see there?
Yeah, so Muslims are one of the outlier groups when it comes to fertility. People are amazed by this, that the majority of Muslim adults in America are under the age of 35. They still have a lot of children. Obviously, immigration is one of the reasons we have a huge influx of Islam in America. But I want to caution readers, we're not going to see some sort of Islamic invasion. Over the last 17 years, Pew says the share of Americans who are Muslims has gone from about 0.4% to maybe 1.4% over a 20-year time period. You know, even in the most Muslim state in America, only 4% of the population is Muslim. But that young age thing is working in their favor, and they actually might grow modestly over the next 20 or 30 years.